This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, folks. Obviously, recently reported an incident at Wits End, an absolute horrific event, tragic, obviously. The security guard there was killed in trying to prevent an individual from entering the bar who was, in fact, armed. And here to talk to us about that is Thomas Ecker, president of the Mid-City Neighborhood Organization. Thomas, welcome to the show.
Thank you. We've got to stop meeting like this, Noel.
Yeah, I agree. Thomas, the mayor put out a press release, and appropriately addressed the tragedy and the horrific nature of this event. One of the things that was said in the release was that last month the city initiated a collaborative inspection at the Wits End led by NOPD, NOFD, Safety and Permits, the Office of Alcohol and Tobacco Control, the Health Department, and the Law Department. And at the time, there were no documented violations that warranted pursuing enforcement actions, and there was no basis in law to justify any further action. She went on to say that the owner of the Wits End has made every effort to keep his staff and patrons safe. Is there a disconnect here? Am I missing something?
Well, I hope not. But if there is, I'm sure there is some government watchdog agency that could review all of this and then put light to anything. But I can't speak about what city agencies have or have not done or how it was or was not received. We just have to take, as far as I'm aware, their word on it. And the people who are working on this and have a focus on this, I'm sure they will do their due diligence and call out to task the people who will need to continue putting a focus on the situation or reviewing the decisions made prior.
So I'm sure that you have gone eyes on to what goes on out there on weekends and late nights, correct?
Yes. I live very near it.
Describe what you see.
It's an atmosphere of little entertainment corridor, is what I'm just calling it now. You do see people, and it has always been some neighborhood respite, if you will, late night bars, people congregating, restaurants, the whole nine. But the amount of people hanging out increased. The disregard for public safety increased. Then the reports of people who feel unsafe after being harassed, after not being allowed to drive down the streets because we're blocked off, after reporting drag racing, after seeing or hearing about fights. This is all new. This is not something that this area has known. This is something that's become a thing. And so I think the difference would be what exactly constitutes a good time and safety and what the responsibility is between the owner of a business and what happens outside of that business. And that's a dance. And I personally don't have the ability to waltz to its cadence, at least not perfunctory. So I can review and tell you what I see. Critics always critique, but they never create. So in this case, the best I can tell you is I've been seeing escalating issues happening with the area, the noise, the problematic repercussions. Down Mar Street, there was a drunken hit and run because I live up down the street. It's an easy way to drive up the street without being seen by police that came from those bars. I mean, it is affecting people in ways that I hadn't seen before. And I've been living in this area for a very long time.
I agree with you. I mean, there's a delicate balance, right, of what the owner of the bar can actually control outside of, you know, his establishment. Obviously, sometimes you become a victim of your own success if you're a hot place where people want to go and congregate, and then the numbers increase to such a level that it's no longer can
yeah,
they accommodate.
Everybody has fond memories of Kenny's Key West. Same thing. Yeah. They got shut down, but, yeah, you know, it was a fun spot, but it got unruly. And then remember, people.
I'm glad you brought that up because.
Yeah, go on.
This is a disconnect, I guess, I was talking about, because, you know, we're focusing on wits, but the reality is that the focus needs to be more on the area, and that's how we approach the situation with Kenny's Key West and a number of other establishments that we ended up shutting down because it became too difficult, the amount of damage to the general area there, too disruptive. And there was no upside to the situation. And, you know, the Wits Inn owner is the beneficiary of a lot of what's going on outdoors. And no one can deny that. And it's just a question of what are you going to do to enforce? So I read that statement because I always kind of found it interesting, because the disconnect for me is that it's not inside the bar where the issue is. It's outside the bar. And that's on public property. And that just means that you need to get more intrusive on the outside, not the inside.
Well, I mean, and I can understand both sides of the coin. As a business owner, you can't control your patrons. This is a free society. But at the same token, does this little neighborhood stretch need French Quarter level policing? I hope not. But things have derailed. And the public response to the good times had in that little small corridor has been one of increasing lawlessness. Now, I understand that part of letting loose and letting your hair down, so to speak, is a sense of a breakaway from social norms. And that's to be expected. But this is going beyond that. And so I don't have the answers to this. I really wish it was different. I really wish it didn't turn to tragedy, and I hope there won't be another one. But if you can't pretend you couldn't read the tea leaves when a local business got threatened and then the police themselves got threatened recently. And so if there's a sense of my good time is more valuable than the sanctity of the setting in which I'm having a good time, that's a balance that people are going to have to figure out how to equate and solve. This could be a personal issue that we're going to have to address. We're going to need people to, I don't want to use the word social engineer, but I will, remind people what a good time means and our rights and responsibilities of freedoms of good times and what it means to ourselves in the long run and also the immediate environment. Because there are consequences. This person who did this recent action, he's going to have to live with the consequences for the rest of his life, and so will his family. And so will probably be the people who are harboring him, because, according to the reports, he came with people and left with people, but nobody's talking. It's people are talking about the situation, but no one's come forward, at least not that I'm aware of, because the police don't talk to me about investigation. But the responsibility on ourselves, regardless of what we're doing and how much we do our extracurricular activities to have a good time, it's still going to fall upon us. And unfortunately, the consequences may also include other people who are innocent. Mr. King was a wonderful, beautiful human being. He was an asset to the city. And whoever took him out, I hope he understands, big shoes to fill. Because in the vacancy and void of this absence of a wonderful gravitational human being, if you met him, you would know what I'm talking about. Maybe that this person can take the moment, change their lives, say, I've experienced this, and allow me to be the catalyst for change in the future. Dedicate their future to continue what Mr. King was, but also making amends for their mistakes and how they can continue in their lives. Because this person who killed Mr. King is going to have to live the rest of his life. And he's going to have to, and he's still a human being that will have to live past this consequence. And I hope this translates into a decent thing for him in the long run, although it's inescapable what he did in the past.
No, I don't necessarily agree with these aspirational notions that you're talking about. I mean, unfortunately, though, there's a stain on you. There's a stain on your community. And, you know, the moment in time that an officer is threatened, that's where we cross the threshold as to whether or not this culture of noncompliance and the individual's interest is outweighing the entity's interest, the entity being the community at large. That's that delicate balance that you got to keep in check. And the only way that you can do it is aggressive intervention as it relates to that criminal conduct behavior that's going on North Carrollton. And to give you an example, I mean, you just need to go to the police stats in the 100 block of North Carrollton. In 2022, there were 33 calls. In 2023, there were 110, tripled.
Is it just the 100 block? What about the 100, 200 block?
That's just the 100 block in North Carrollton. So,
I wonder what the stats are for the two.
I have no idea. I'll try and find out for you. But, I mean, you know, it's like this. There's a simple proposition here. Aggressive intervention. And the moment that they know that you mean business, that's going to disappear. And, of course, Whitson's business is going to suffer, and the other businesses will suffer. But the mainstay, you know, salt of the earth businesses in that 1 and 200 block, they're gonna do even more business.
That is worrisome. It's a balance, isn't it? But I still have faith
absolutely.
In people. I haven't lost it. So even people who are doing these derailing acts, they themselves will grow up eventually and change their mind. Maybe they'll be an affluence for change. We don't know. I have to have faith in people, and I'm not going to let this moment stop that.
I am never critical of that. You know, you have to have hope.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm a little more cynical than others, but you know, I get it. Thomas Ecker, thank you so much for joining us. Have a great weekend, my friend. Stay the course.
You too. You too.
All right. It's Thomas Ecker, president of the Mid-City Neighborhood Organization. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.